This is KUT. Austin voters will now have a chance to decide how they want the city to regulate ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft. City Council members last night failed to adopt rules submitted by a petition backed by the two companies, and so the rules now go to a public vote in May. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
The vote, it seemed, might have gone in a different direction. Minutes before the final count, Mayor Steve Adler shared this news.
We have now an agreement with both Uber and Lyft, as signed by Uber and Lyft, that says that if we adopt the initiative ordinance, that they would enter into contractual relationship with the city.
The agreement would have put in motion Adler's badge program, where passengers would be able to choose between a driver who had undergone a fingerprint-based background check or one who had not. Requiring these background checks is what the council initially discussed at the end of last year, but Uber and Lyft threatened to leave over the new regulation. The two companies agreed to Adler's compromise contract, but only if council accepted the rules written by them and submitted by petition in January. Adler failed to rally these votes. A silence fell over council when it became clear that his work would go nowhere.
Gallo, Roxclair, two people.
And eight voted in favor of the rules going to a public vote. Council members who voted for the ballot spoke about principle and about taking a stand against companies they say have bullied the city. Here's Councilmember Delia Garza.
We have continually conceded and conceded, so I'm not going to use compromise, I'll say we've conceded to this company over and over again, and the history has been they're not moving.
The council now has 1 week to add its own ordinance as a choice on the May ballot. Without another choice, if voters fail to pass the Uber and Lyft-funded regulations, the rules passed by council in December would go into effect. That ordinance phases in a goal of all drivers getting fingerprinted, with disincentives for those that do not. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.